MBA Show. We know how hard it is to build a business. That's why we make it easier for you to learn how to build it right with our daily 10-minute business lessons for the real world. I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zinholm. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA, a complete business training and community online. And in today's lesson, you will learn the advantages and disadvantages of serving in a beginner's market. Whatever your product, whatever your service is, if you're going to be serving people that are beginners in that market, whether you're helping people get fit, you're helping people advertise their business, you're helping people in life coaching, whatever it is, if you're serving beginners, there are some advantages to them and disadvantages that you need to be aware of, especially if you're just getting started and you're deciding if you should be in this market. I have some experience in this, serving beginners, hundreds and thousands of beginners, but I also have experience serving people that are not beginners any longer. They've been doing business for some time, and they're veterans in what they do, and they don't serve a beginner's market. So I'm going to give you some perspective, some things you really need to look out for, because knowing who you're serving and what you're dealing with is as important as knowing the business itself. So let's get into it. Let's get down to business. Today's episode of the $100 MBA Show is sponsored by SumoMe. Build your email list, grow your website traffic. We hear it every single day how important it is to build your email list, to increase your website traffic. But how do you do it? Are there any tools out there that can help you out? Of course there are. And the best tool that I know of is SumoMe. Get it installed on your website and start growing your email list and getting more visitors to your website. It takes 2 minutes to get started and install, and the rest is a piece of cake. Get SumoMe on your website for free. Just go to 100mba.net/SumoMe. Again, that's 100mba.net/SumoMe. All right, let's jump right into it. Let's start with the advantages of serving a beginner's market. The first advantage is that your customers, who are beginners, are really going to value your product or service. Why? Because they're beginners and you're really helping them take that first step. They see the inherent value of you guiding them, whether that's with a tool, a service, a course, whatever it is. If I know nothing about tennis and I pick up a book about how to get started with tennis, everything I read in that book is going to be an aha moment. Everything I read in that book is going to be like, wow, great. This is helping me out. Now I know all about tennis. I understand the rules. I know how to get better at it, whatever it is. The point here is that as a beginner, I see the inherent value of what that book offers, what that course offers, what that service offers. And that's huge. That puts you in a huge state of advantage. It's a lot easier to sell something when your customers see the value in it instantly. I would definitely rank this as number one, the number one advantage of serving a beginner's market. What's another advantage? Number two, you don't need to be too far ahead of your customers. Remember, you're serving beginners. You don't have to be the expert in this area. You just need to be a few steps ahead. So if you're just getting started in this business thing and you have an area of expertise in something, or even a passion or fascination of something, you probably know more about that topic than the average person. And you're able to put something together for sale that's of value for them. You don't have to invest too much time or effort before putting out something for sale. You don't have to be that far ahead. In fact, being too far ahead is not good because people don't feel like you're relatable. You need somebody that understands how it is to be in their position. A customer wants to know that you empathize with them. If you're too far ahead, they're going to see you as intimidating and maybe just not relatable. So that's definitely an advantage. You don't need to be too far ahead to serve that market. Number three, and I think this is a huge one, a huge advantage of being in a beginner's market, is that you can quickly get a win for your customers. Let me give you a practical example. I love basketball, right? And I love playing basketball, even just recreationally. And I try to improve my skills, improve my fitness in basketball. I've recently picked up a program by Adam Falker called VertChalk. And the program helps you increase your vertical jump, but it also just helps your overall fitness, speed, and quickness. Now, I'm not a youngin' anymore, so I'm not really looking for major results here. I'm just looking to just be in shape so I don't die on the court, right? Because I'm a quote-unquote beginner, because I'm not a professional athlete. I'm 36, right? I'm just playing basketball right now just to stay in shape. When I was younger, I was much, much better. But I'm not at that level now, right? So just doing 1 week of his program, it's a 12-week program, I saw really, really good results. Incredible results, actually. I felt faster, I was jumping higher. I mean, this is just 1 week. But because I'm starting from such a low level, right, I get a win very quickly, right? I instantly feel like Adam knows what he's talking about. His program is worth my money. I will not return that program because I already got a win. In fact, I got another program that helps you in other areas of basketball. So the point here is that because I'm starting at such a low level, now don't get me wrong, I'm not some sort of scrub here, but I'm not a professional, right? This program is not for NBA players. It's not for college players, right? It's for recreational players. So for me, I got to win quickly because I'm starting at that level. He was able to deliver a win quickly. And you could do the same in your program, in your service, in your software when serving beginners because they're starting at a very low point, right? Or at a beginner's point. So you win them over and that's huge in business. But it's not all advantages, guys. What are some disadvantages of serving a beginner's market? Now, these disadvantages are generalities. You know, they're not always going to be applicable to every business. But these are disadvantages that I experienced over the years when serving a beginner's market. And I have to be honest, this is the point of the show for me to give you what I learned. So disadvantage number one is that beginners are often a lot more price sensitive than people that are a little bit more advanced, people that have already established themselves in that area. If you're just starting with something, you don't really want to invest too much money because you're not really sure how much you're going to commit or how well this is actually going to turn out. You're a little skeptical, right? So as a business owner, you're forced to kind of keep your prices low to keep the risk low. You're also going to be dealing with more refunds than you would in a different market, in a non-beginner's market, because people are going to say they want to get better at something or do something, and they buy the program, and they don't actually follow through. They don't actually do the work. And therefore, they say, hey, I've given up on this. I'm going to return this. That's the most common return in the beginner's market. Now, there are some people that do a return policy that requires them to show them that they did the work in the course or something like that to prove that the program doesn't work, to prove that, hey, I tried and I need my money back because it's not for me. Now, I'm not a huge fan of that return policy, but as I grow more in the informational product business, I do see the logic behind it because there are people that just return things without even opening the box, so to speak. Disadvantage number two. When you deal with people that are beginners in something, they're very unsure of themselves. They're just beginners, right? So they're going to need a lot of hand-holding. You're going to need to help them out. You're going to have to communicate with them, whether that's in a Facebook group or a forum or a Slack channel. They're just going to ask a lot of questions because they're just new. And you have to be ready for that. That takes a lot of time. That takes a lot of effort, a lot of patience, especially if you're not a beginner, right? If you're somebody who's been doing this for years or you're very experienced, a lot of the questions people are going to be asking are going to be frequent and they may seem kind of, you know, low level for you and it might get frustrating. So just keep that in mind. That's one of the things you're going to have to deal with, people that need a lot of hand-holding, especially if you're in a learning environment, if this is a course you're delivering, a software, something that it requires them to do something and use the product. They're going to ask a lot of questions, so keep that in mind. Number three, and this is probably the biggest disadvantage in my point of view, is that you're going to get a mixed bag of success with this product, with your business. Because with beginners, you're going to get people that are very motivated and ready to do it, right? And they will win and they'll actually have a great success story for you, a great testimonial. But a lot of people will not. A lot of people will give up either right at the start or somewhere in the middle. And that's because, again, they're beginners. They haven't invested in that actual topic yet, whether that's fitness, whether that's business, whether that's whatever. If you move away from a beginner's market, let's say, for example, in your intermediate market or an advanced market, people that are, you know, already invested in this area, they've already spent money on this area, they've already reached a certain point in this area, they're more likely to succeed because they've proven they've succeeded. They stuck with it, right? They've been doing it for a while. But beginners, not the same story. And for me, that's the toughest one because you want as many success stories as possible to show that what you provide is of value. And when you get a mixed bag like that, where they say, this is a great course, but they haven't really done anything with that course. If it's a great product or a great software, but they really haven't done anything substantial with it, it's hard. But again, it's not the end of the business or end of the world. It's just a disadvantage you should be aware of. I got more on today's topic, but before that, let me give love to today's sponsor, Insightly. Insightly is an affordable customer relationship management application, or CRM. If you're not familiar, a CRM is an application that helps you keep on top of all the things you need to run your business, like your tasks, your meeting, your contacts, your projects, your leads, your sales, and key information about your customers, partners, and suppliers. With all this information in one place, you'll see improvements in productivity and efficiency immediately. You see, Insightly is cloud-based, so your data is 100% secure and is easy to access and easy to use. Plus, Insightly's iOS and Android mobile apps give you access to the information about your customers and your prospects when you're on the go. Plus, Insightly integrates with all your applications that you use regularly, like Evernote, Google Apps, Office 365, QuickBooks, Xero, and a whole lot more. If you're still using spreadsheets or email to manage your customers, get out of the dark ages and ignite your business with Insightly. Sign up for a free 14-day trial at insightly.com and start seeing results today. Again, that's insightly.com. Guys, to wrap up today's lesson, the reason why I wanted to deliver this lesson is that many people don't tell you what you're getting into when you start a type of business, when you're serving a group of people, a customer base. They say, just get started, you could do it, but you have to be aware of what you're getting into. And in this case, a beginner's market. You're going to be serving beginners. It's important to know what your advantages are going to be so you can exploit them, so you can use them, right? And be aware of the disadvantages so you can take them on with stride. No business is perfect. No market is perfect. There are advantages and disadvantages to advanced users. But the point here is you need to be aware of it so you can be able to take it on and use it to your advantage. All right, that wraps up today's lesson. I hope you loved it. I hope you enjoyed it. If you did, let us know in an iTunes rating and review. It takes 2 minutes to leave us a review. If you're on your iPhone, just click on the cover art and click on the link that says give us a rating and a review. The rest is super easy. If you're on any other device or on your laptop, just go to 100mba.net/show. All the instructions are right there. Remember, everybody who leaves us an iTunes rating and review enters our weekly random draw to win a free lifetime membership to the $100 MBA training community, $100 value. We give it away every single Friday. We call it Free Ride Friday. It could be you. Just leave us a rating and review. All right, before I go, I want to leave you with this. There might be some other advantages and some other disadvantages to serving a beginner's market, but these are the big ones I see. These are the ones you really need to be aware of. And remember, this is all relative to who you are. Some people might see an advantage as a disadvantage, and vice versa. But the reason why it's so important to be aware of these advantages and disadvantages is that you go into the market and serve your customers with that kind of insight. You don't feel bad about them. You don't go in saying, oh, this is a frustrating group of people. You know what you're getting. You chose this business and you knew the advantages and disadvantages coming in. So having said that, I'm going to serve with a smile. Know that this is what I'm getting and this is who I'm dealing with. And that no matter what I do or what business I choose, there will be advantages and disadvantages. Whatever challenges you go through, stay positive, stay upbeat. Your business relies on it. All right, I'll check you in tomorrow's episode. I'll see you then. Take care.